Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That about Kevin Durant. We're not.
No, he said that. He has said that.
He has said that before, but he has said that chasing. But at the same time, we psychoanalyze him so much.
I think he's obsessed with hoop.
He's great.
Obsessed with hoop.
Don't we love that? Don't we love that?
No, but I think what ends up happening, and it's unfair. No, we do love that. But if you don't smile, why can't you be like David Ortiz or Steph Curry?
Did Jordan smile a lot?
Jordan is in his own category of athlete.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think we even really respected Kobe until he tore his Achilles like that.
I don't think we respected Kobe until he passed away.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
People said this about Muhammad Ali. We didn't really wrap our arms as a country around Muhammad Ali until he couldn't really speak anymore.
So I want to revisit.
I don't think this is exclusive to Kevin Durant. Reggie Jackson had this stigma around him for a long time. For a long, long, long time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Does Kareem Abdul-Jabbar get the appropriate justice?
No. No. Because
how about Barry Bonds?
Because you look at the way Winning Time was portrayed and the way people discussed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, he was standoffish
surly
for a very long time. He didn't want the limelight.
Quote, unquote.
He didn't want the fame. He didn't want to be bothered. He just wanted to play basketball.
But I think Kevin Durant, like some of these guys, though, all fall into the same bucket.
Back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
That is the reason why he doesn't get discussed as the greatest player of all time.
Agreed.
He may be the most accomplished player in basketball history. I mean, Bill Russell, Kareem, Magic, Jordan, they're all on a short list. Kareem was exceptional, as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And don't forget, you can also watch us right now on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter/Xtreams. Slug out of shows 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line.
Look around sports the last 40, 50 years, right? Kareem's just a great example. Reggie Jackson. I think Randy Johnson suffered from this for a long time in his career, where people were like, what is Randy Johnson's deal? Why can't he smile? Why isn't he beloved? And then I look at someone like David Ortiz. And a Hall of Fame player, don't get me wrong. But when I list the greatest players of all time, I don't have him in that upper echelon of all-time greats. He's in like that mid to lower tier of all-time. And that sounds absurd. But you get where I'm going with this, right? Like, it's because he smiled. He almost has elevated his own status because he's leaned into the character. I feel like Kevin Durant has been crushed because he hasn't leaned into the character of being lovable. And I don't think that's a wrong thing. I just think the media wants to blast him at every turn.
Well, when he left Oklahoma City, that's when it started. That's when it started. When he joined the Golden State Warriors after winning 73 games, that was the start of it. It was Stephen A. Smith.
You're right.
I'll never forget the morning when him and Chris Broussard are arguing back and forth as I'm popping some Santa Rita wine from my guy, Uncle Marty, Marty Lurie, and I'm popping the wine. And Kate and Stephen A is going crazy saying it's the weakest move you've ever seen in professional sports. And I was like, well, he was a free agent. Now, how many times the Niners signed big time players?
I know.
Was it the weak move for Deion to go from the Niners to the Cowboys or from the Falcons to the Niners? You know what I'm saying? Within the division? We never talk about Deion like that.
No,
think about that.
Never.
It was with the Falcons in the division with the 49ers as they were in their heyday. And I get they didn't win 73 games. They didn't win a championship before. They lost to the NFC Championship game. But we never talk about that. Like, Kevin Durant was the first time I ever heard somebody say, wow. Like, LeBron James, Joy Forces, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, and they were organizing this move for two seasons.
Well, see, how many teams did Shaq try to ring chase with at the end?
I know.
Yeah. But you know why Shaq smiled? I know this sounds absurd, but I'm telling you, there's this thing. If you act quirky, it could quickly turn into surly, and we'll, like, I'm talking about the nation, will turn on you, and I don't think it's fair.
And let me say this. Kyle Kelly. We didn't say KD didn't have no hive. I don't get caught up into that hive and stance. That was David Dennis Jr. from ESPN.
But I don't think he
who
does.
Said that he doesn't have stance. I'm a big KD fan. I love watching KD play. So don't put that on us. Don't put words in our mouth.
Like when I look at like who are the beloved athletes, right? The beloved ones. Think about it. They all have that smile. Like Steph Curry has this quality about him. Ken Griffey Jr. has that quality about him. Like there are certain guys that can pull it off. And I bring David Ortiz into this. Like they just the way that they act, the aura elevates them, right? KD, his aura unfairly has lowered him, and it's ridiculous.
Outside the Bay Area, people love Steph. No doubt about it. He's a global icon. But there are some people outside the Bay Area who say, man, look at him hot dogging.
Yeah.
Look at him big head bouncing. He's dancing. He's showboating. He's doing all this. He's showing people up. There are people who kind of scoff at that when it comes to Steph Curry.
I think you're right.
I don't.
I think
but
you're right.
I think it's great entertainment.
But I also believe that like in this modern day, there's haters everywhere. For everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone. Let's go to Tyler in Oakley. Tyler, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, gents. How are you? So I got a few things. First, I don't think KD would come back because of Draymond. I think that's a big hurdle. I would love to have him back. I don't think he would want to play with that again. And two things on our fan base. The first is, it seems that Draymond gets an incredible amount of passes for the amount of garbage that he does. I mean, we wouldn't even be talking about needing a fifth championship if he was a grown-up and didn't kick old boy, you know what I mean? So, and then you add in, you know, punching Jordan Poole, not being a mentor to younger players, just being, you know, Draymond, everybody kind of gives him passes. I don't. I think he needs to go. If there's one that needs to go, I think it's him. And then I want to know what universe some of our fans are in when they think that if we keep this core together and add a KD or add a LeBron, that we're beating an Oklahoma City, a Denver, or a Minnesota. I'm sorry. What I just saw Minnesota do, it ain't happening. And the ones that thought, hey, if we, you know, get in with the play-in, we can beat OKC. It would have been ugly. I'm glad we lost ugly to Sac. That's just I don't see it. If anything, we need to you know, get rid of the bad contract, you know, move off of Wiggs, get rid of Chris Paul, get some guys that are just dogs. That's what we don't have anymore. We don't have dogs on this team.
Good call, Tyler. Good call, man. Good call with that one. Let's go to George in the Jungle. George in the Jungle, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
First off, Pajemski's a dog. He gets it done. He gets his nose in there and he roots it out. So don't say we don't have dogs. The other thing is, you know, I'm looking at the all over 40 team. We had Chris Paul this year. I never thought I could root for Chris Paul. But I found myself rooting for Chris Paul. Next year, if we add he who should not be named, you know, that might be fun to watch. I don't know how good a brand of basketball combining him with the Warriors would be, but you never know.
I hear you. I hear you. Let me play this. Good call, George the Jungle. Long time no hear. Kevin Durant, and this was with who? Was this when he was sitting down with Draymond Green? Correct, 2021?
I think it was. Sorry, I couldn't find my mic button for some reason. I think this was, sitting down with either his pod or on Draymond's pod, one of them, but it was talking about and reminiscing about 2019, if he knew that was going to be his last season going into that year.
If that was the case, I wouldn't have played 78 games that year. I would have just waited to the end of the season and tried to play in the playoffs. I played every game. I went hard every day. I cared about every matchup, no matter who was on the floor. Just my look and feel is like energetic or opening as it was before. And I like that. I like that I was closed off and focused on my work. I maybe should have communicated that with more people who were interested in knowing what I was going through, but I had the most fun locking in and completing the task. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew we was going to win every night. And it's rare to get to that point as an NBA player. Yeah. Knowing you're going to win every night. So I just try to focus in and stay in the moment more than anything.
All right, that was with Chips, with Draymond Green on Bleacher Report. Chips. with Draymond Green on Bleacher Report basically saying, I was just locked in. I wasn't talking to, and I want to dive into this more. We got Eddie Johnson coming up at 7:30. We got KO in Oakland coming up on the other side. We'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570. We got the Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Those are the numbers there if you get in on the conversation. Kevin Durant, you in or out? But also, why would he want to come back? We got more coming up with Kevin Durant. All that stuff coming up. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I think that's water on the bridge. They're both older now. They're grown. I don't think those problems or those issues are that relevant anymore. Mm. And I think, you know, they want peace and they want to win. And I think they're both sacrificed for the greater good to do that. They know that that's a formula, a group that has made it happen. Usually you don't see many groups. Very few, like, big threes work smoothly or big fours or whatever. But, you know, with him there, they know they can win. They might go there. I don't know if he'll entertain it because, you know, all the media and backlash he's got for going there in the first place to go back again. I don't know if he want to handle it, you know.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky is live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Time for you to like and subscribe.
That's Danny Green, who's on with Steiny and Guru yesterday, saying that it's one under the bridge between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. He doesn't doubt that they could play together again if they did join forces with the Golden State Warriors. By the way, download the free Odyssey app and listen to 95.7 The Game wherever you go. Download the Odyssey app directly from the QR code on our Twitch and YouTube channels, and you can catch every single Warriors game live on the app, along with all the music and news the Bay Area needs. Catch amazing interviews you missed, too, like when Amin El-Hassan joined Willard or Dibbs yesterday. I'm going to play a cut from him in just a second. Let's go to KO real quick in Oakland. KO, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, great show. Hey, I don't know what these people are watching. What brand of basketball have they've been following? KD is not the answer. KD sounds all and good coming back to the Bay, but he is not the one that's going to take us over the hump and win us the title. We need a big. We need somebody to clean that board, get rebounds. We need role players. Any championship team always needs role players. KD added to the team, to the older team. It's not a team that he came on before. It's a different team now. And to be honest with you, this organization's got some pressure on them. As long as you have Stephen Curry on your roster, you have got to do something.
Yeah.
What that is, I don't know what that is, but I know it's not KD.
Yeah. I may be with you on that one. I'm kind of in the camp of taking a couple steps back to take a major step forward. Because when I look at the landscape of the Western Conference, Minnesota's not going anywhere. OKC's not going anywhere. Houston's getting better. San Antonio has Wimby. You know they're going to get better. What the hell is Portland going to do? They always seem to reload at some point. Our whole life's Portland. They'll have a little dip, and then they'll figure out a way to be in contention again. Not title contention, but a perennial playoff team. Luka Doncic and Kyrie, we saw him last night with Dallas. It looked good, really good. So is KD the answer? Is LeBron James the answer? Is getting older the answer? I don't know. All those guys are out of the playoffs right now watching. Everybody, including Steph. We're all watching. It feels like the motto of the 2024 playoffs is out with the old, in with the new.
There is a lot, but Monte, there's a large contingent of fans who actually don't think it's over,
yeah,
in terms of what they have currently. And like, that's where we just disagree. I'm like, it's done. It's done. With this version of the team, it's done. And they have to make some dramatic moves. And I think people think a tinker here, a tinker there, it's just no. You need to make wholesale changes and sweeping changes. That's the only way this thing is going to, you know, turn around. And even then, you're still, I think, far away. You're uphill climbing. I want to get back into the Durant thing, because the move to go to the Warriors, well, that's why everyone hates him. Like, that's the big thing. He joined a 73-win team.
It was
team.
The start.
What?
It was the start of the hatred, in my opinion.
Why does Kareem Abdul-Jabbar not get any of that stuck to him, leaving where he was at to join the Lakers? Even though I know his team was winning in Milwaukee.
I don't know. Did he? I wasn't alive.
It feels like we don't talk about it that way.
I would have to hear from somebody who was alive during the mid-70s.
I do think there was some of the racial relations back then, being in that market and going to California. Yeah. There, that had a lot to do with it as well.
And you going back to, you know, obviously he played his college basketball at UCLA, so we went back to LA. I know LA accepted him, but I don't know if there was any blowback. I couldn't tell you. It was 1975, 74, 76, whatever, mid-70s. I don't know if there was any blowback.
How about Roger Clemens joining the Yankees?
You don't think there was blowback from the Boston market or anybody?
From Boston, yes, absolutely.
Baseball?
I mean, but
because you know why? He didn't go straight from the Red Sox to the Yankees. He was in Toronto, and he got lost to Canada for a while.
Okay, but like, Dion joined a four-time champion 49ers who had been in the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. And then literally won the Super Bowl and went to the other team who had won two Super Bowls the two years prior to the Niners winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
No one ever said anything about that.
We were pissed off about that.
We were.
And I don't know if nationally if there was.
I don't think his credibility or his persona took a hit.
I can't really speak to that because we didn't have the daily talk shows.
We didn't have
social media.
Okay, well what about a modern one? Let me give you a modern one. What about joining a team that has won 90 plus games 11 years in a row? What about Shohei Ohtani? 92, 94, 92, 91, 104, 92, 106, 106, 111, 100. That's the team Shohei Ohtani just joined, and no one batted an eye.
No, because he played for the Angels, who lost game after game after game after game. It was like, well, what else can Shohei do? He's great, but he doesn't have a team around him. Let's see him go to a team. I had no problem with it.
No, I know, but like,
and I think the situation is completely different because KD went to a team.
I mean, come on.
And I don't agree with this, but think about it. It wasn't like Shohei lost to the Dodgers in the World Series. Kevin Durant lost to the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals after his team had a 3-1 lead.
And everyone could kind of see.
It's completely different.
Yeah, but I think everybody who could see was like, you want to play with Russ? You want to play with Steph? Come on.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
He was a free agent.
I agree with that. I totally agree with you. But what organization would you rather at that time?
The team that traded away James Harden because they didn't want to get into the luxury tax? Or the other team that has all their pieces locked up and ready to go for the foreseeable future?
I'm agreeing with it. But as a sports fan, taking a step back and being devil's advocate, he did join a team that he lost to in the Western Conference Finals, and he had a 3-1 lead on. And he joined that team. Now, you could say, yeah, whatever, because it's your team. But outside the bubble, again, when we go outside the bubble, a lot of people view it like a lot of basketball people. It's like, yeah, oh man, this is weak. This is weak. A lot of people thought that. Now, did Revis go to the Patriots after the Jets, or did he make a pit stop to Tampa Bay?
Kevin Durant was not the first player to jump from one good team to a slightly better team.
No,
sports. He just wasn't. I mean, like it's categorically false.
Revis went to Tampa and then New England and then back to the Jets.
I just think that we took out all of this, not us in this market, but like nationally, we took all this rage out on him. And it was just
But
like
don't
unfair.
You get the context, though?
Yeah,
don't
I get it.
Don't you get that? Like, he lost to a team.
The irony of that, though, is also...
No, it'd be like Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon or the Lakers losing to the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals in 1986. And then Magic's like, you know what? I'm going to go down to Houston. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's similar to.
Yeah,
some sports fans say, like, you went to the team that you lost to and you had a 3-1 lead on.
You don't find the irony that every single person commenting on it would leave their job to go to the competitor if they thought that they could make more money and have more success in a heartbeat? How many people have left newspapers to join some other platform or another newspaper because they think they can get more money and have a longer career or a better career?
Well, that's the key, more money. That's more money.
But in the NBA, the currency isn't money because the money's equal.
In the NBA,
it's winning.
Different.
It's NBA, winning, and it's about legacy.
It's different. It's different when it comes to newspapers in the NBA and sports. You know what I'm saying? When you're going from newspaper news, I was at another radio station. We're at another radio station.
Yeah, and you came
guys
here
are
for
going,
what?
More money.
And more
and
success.
And a chance.
Yes,
and a chance.
Exactly.
So that's why. So Kevin Durant, necessarily, he could have got the same money in OKC.
But the currency isn't money. The currency is legacy. And that's what he needed.
But a
and
lot
so
of
that's why
but
he
a lot
came
of
here.
People still taint his legacy.
Which is unfair.
Because he joined a 73-win
team.
Yeah,
and I think that's ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous, but that's what people feel.
I know, and I think
it's ridiculous. And I guarantee you, if you weren't a Warrior fan, you would think differently about this.
I'm not a Heat fan. And I thought it was great that LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
The Heat stunk.
I'm just saying. And I thought that he was in a good situation in Cleveland. He went to a better situation in Miami.
It wasn't a great situation in Cleveland. He had one All-Star, and that was Mo Williams, who was an All-Star replacement. And you can't get free agents to go to Cleveland. Those teams have trouble getting free agents. And I think that move was weaker than Kevin Durant's move, because they sat there for 2 years and organized that move. And I love Dwayne Wade. They constructed that move for 2 years.
Look, if you play basketball for 25 straight years and you don't get to choose where you go because you're drafted, at one point you're allowed, when you hit free agency, you're allowed to be able to go wherever you want. I am about freedom. You can go to whatever school you want if you choose to. You can go to whatever college you want. But once you get drafted in the NBA or in any sport, you're kind of stuck. Once you hit free agency, it is your right that you have earned to be able to go wherever you want.
I hear you. I hear that. I'm with you. But you got to at least play the other side for a second and say that, damn, he lost to a team in the Western Conference Finals that he had a 3-1 lead against that won 73 games. How can you be mad at people with the way they view, saying, you know what, that was, gosh, really, that move? That move? Monte. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with those people. Monte. I don't. The Warriors did what they had to do, and he chose up. He chose up to play the best basketball of his career. I get all that, but I also understand the other side of it.
I was working nights, and we were doing okay. And I couldn't wait to jump at the opportunity to work with you in the morning, because I thought it would boost my particular professional profile, and I wanted to play with you. I wanted to be on this stage working with you. I get it from KD's point of view.
I get it too. But I also get why people would be mad at Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I just feel like we've taken that. But all the people that are mad about Kevin Durant, again, would leave their current employer in a heartbeat for the competitor if they could make a little bit more money and have a little more job security and have whatever legacy were in that particular industry, they would do it in a second.
I don't know if they would.
How many people left their newspaper to go to The Athletic?
Yeah, well, newspapers are dead. Yep. Newspapers are dead.
So was Oklahoma City.
How many people are getting laid off from newspapers? You know how many friends I have in the newspaper industry get a job right now? Newspaper industry is dead. It's a sinking ship.
Well, that's the way Kevin Durant viewed Oklahoma City in comparison to Golden State.
This Titanic that may hit sports radio one day? You know what I'm saying? You don't think we're out here looking for the next move? Of course you're going to do that. You want to get elevated. You want to challenge yourself. You want to go to another platform. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? And in The Athletic, you're still basically writing for a newspaper, but you got to get more money. You got to set up your family. I get that in the real world. They're playing with Monopoly money in the NBA. Let's be real. They're playing with Monopoly money.
Again, the money isn't real because it's all equal. Durant's going to get a max wherever he goes. The way that they actually have currency and how they exchange currency is, can I win and can I boost my legacy? The only way Kevin Durant could add to his profile was winning championships.
Could he have done that in OKC?
Maybe he made the equation that they weren't being able to.
They had a 3-1 lead against the Warriors. 3-1. 3-1.
But they also had a coach nobody believed in.
I got more on this, too, because I want to start with the Draymond and Kevin Durant stuff before we get Eddie Johnson on. I guess we're working on Eddie right now, but remember the situation down in L.A. when they got into it, and Draymond spat back, you know, when Clay D was clapping at him and talking to him on the bench, and Draymond said, well, who the F are you talking to? And according to multiple sources, Green went on to make it clear that, you know, he's been making plays for the Warriors for years, and we've won championships for years, and he reminded Durant that the Warriors were winning before Durant showed up. So he wouldn't stand for KD talking to him as if he were a scrub. But Green also accused Durant of making a whole season about him, even though he was going to leave after the season. And Green let out his frustration about Durant, how he handled free agency, keeping his options open, and keeping the story alive, consuming the Warriors in their season with the talk with what Kevin Durant do. Now, Eddie Johnson is going to join us in a second. And I hear from players all the time, it's sacrilegious to worry about another man's free agency and another man's career. You don't touch that. You don't touch another man's money, and you don't pocket watch in the NBA. That's what they don't do. That's sacrilegious, especially to the old school guard and the old guard in the NBA. But also, it wasn't hide. The media had a hand in hijacking the season about Kevin Durant's free agency. Not us. I was talking about a three-peat. How are they going to three-peat? The media kept that alive, not Kevin Durant. Anyway, let's go to Eddie Johnson.
Before you go to Eddie, you say that because the people asked everyone on the team every single day?
Every single day. What about New York? You see Chris Haws get traded to New York? He's like, right. Dude, I'm... And they were like, you haven't talked in 12 days. Well, I don't see the same thing about Klay Thompson and Draymond Green or anybody else. They hammer Kevin Durant every day about free agency. We don't do that with other players around here. But why do we do it with KD? Anyway, Eddie Johnson, our main man, color analyst with the Phoenix Suns, works with our boy Justin Termini, Sirius XM NBA Radio. They do a great job there. But we got to wish our main man happy birthday.
What?
Eddie, happy belated, man. Happy 40th birthday, my main man. What's going on? I hear you still getting buckets these days.
Well, you know, I like the fact you said happy birthday. You playing a nice song for me. But the 40-year-old stuff, you need to get out of here with that.
All right, 25.
I wish.
25, Eddie. You're just like a young man.
25 plus 40. You got it.
Nah, you made it there. You look great. You sound great. And we always love having you on here. Obviously, Kevin Durant around here. Look, I don't know if I have no idea what's going on. I hate speculating, and I hate playing a hypothetical game. But it is funny to me that a lot of Warrior fans who couldn't stand Kevin Durant all are begging for him to come back. It's pretty funny. But KD's future in Phoenix. We heard from James Jones and GM yesterday. And he says he wants to maximize Kevin Durant, which he believes hasn't been done in his NBA career. I would disagree with that. But what? Kevin Durant's not going nowhere, is he, Eddie?
No, he's not going anywhere. I mean, look, our ownership, I don't think he's no way he's giving up after 1 year. I mean, this is an owner that has been very successful in what he has done, the mortgage business. He is determined. He's young. He's aggressive. He only knows one way, and that's to win. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And no way he's giving up after 1 year. I mean, people would love to see that. People would love to see the Suns give up after 1 year. And then if KD's name was thrown out there, Bill's name is thrown out there, those teams will call. So, no. That's just, you know, when you lose, everything goes south. People's emotions get caught up because they have no control over it. But those players do have a control over it. Ownership has a control over it. And, you know, we just got to get back to the drawing board and see how we can make this thing work.
Why do you think Kevin Durant is such a, he occupies such a unique space. Like, it feels like he doesn't get the appreciation that he deserves as an all-time great. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it goes back, obviously, to going to you all. I mean, you know, if you all didn't have guys in the parking lot crying and begging KD to come after you lost in 2016, he wouldn't be in this position.
Damn.
You'd have joined him, too.
Okay.
Eddie, seriously, what did you think about that move in real time? We were just discussing that. And look, as a Warrior fan, I'm happy. He had the right to choose whatever team he wanted to choose after serving OKC for so long. But I do understand why other NBA, if I take myself out of this Bay Area bubble, I do understand why NBA fans will say, man, you went to the team that beat you and you had a 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Finals and you joined them who just won 73 games. I understand why people will be a little ticked off about that.
Well, I don't think, you know, for me, I just speak for myself. I'm not going to speak for, you know, everybody else, but I wasn't ticked off about it. I just knew automatically the Warriors wouldn't lose a championship. I just automatically knew that by him going there. I mean, he already joined a team that was tremendous with Clay and Steph and Draymond. And so to add him, it would just be virtually impossible to beat this team. Now, you know, LeBron is one of them guys that can make the virtually impossible happen. And so, yeah, those Cleveland teams still pushed him, still had a chance.
Yep.
But KD was a difference maker, man. And, yeah, I mean, like, KD, and I've told him this, KD is one of my favorite players ever. And because I love the way he plays, I love how efficient he is. He's very unselfish. And I fell in love with that Oklahoma City team. Without a doubt, I did. And, yeah, when they were up 3-1, I thought, man, this is because their swan song, this is going to happen. And then when he went to Golden State, I have to admit, I was a little perturbed by it. Mm-hmm. He knows it. He knows it. And, you know, and I didn't like it, but not because I thought that he shouldn't be able to do what he wanted to do. It's more so because a rival now, you know, to the Suns, and the Suns wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Because of it. And then I said to myself, once it happened, I said, look, they weren't going to, in my estimation, this is my estimation, I don't think you all would have beaten Cleveland if you didn't get it.
I agree. I'm with you. They were teetering.
Yes. And so I don't think you would have beat them. And so, yeah, they needed to get them, and they got them. And I said to people, I said, he's going to be the difference. They're going to win. And I said, if he goes there and he gets finals MVP, and he plays a huge role, like, down the stretch. Every NBA game comes down to the last 2 or 3 minutes. I said, if this guy shows that he's more so the focal point, then I can't be mad. Because he went there to help them get a title when, you know, obviously in his mind, he knew that they needed him. So that's just how I flowed with it. And so I stopped. Like, after, you know, 6-7 months of just, you know, being upset about it, I backed off. And I said, if he won finals MVP, I said, I'm not going to say anything else. And I never have. And he won back-to-back. And so that's how I viewed it.
Eddie, forget what you think, just nationally, because you've got a good feel on this. If all the variables were exactly the same, but instead of Kevin Durant coming to the Golden State Warriors, he joined the Lakers, would it have been perceived differently?
No, I think any team that he went to that didn't win the title or had a chance to win the title, played in the finals, like if he had gone to Boston, I don't think it would have been an issue. If he had gone to New York, it wouldn't have been an issue. I think at that point in time, if he had gone to L.A., because they weren't winning titles, it wouldn't have been an issue. Because now he would be going to take control, just like him leaving Brooklyn and coming to Phoenix. Like, it wasn't an issue. Like, it was, people didn't jump all over him because the Suns have never won an NBA championship.
Yep.
So I think that was part of it. He was just, you know, he went to a team that had Steph Curry, man, and Klay Thompson. You know, and just had a tremendous you know, y'all had a tremendous, like, feel for the game and how to beat people. And that was just an ultimate cheat code. Like, how in the heck are you going to beat them now? If Steph is off, guess what? KD is on. I mean, like, yeah. No. It's like that. That's why people responded to it. It had nothing to do with dislike of KD or anything. Now, what are the Warriors supposed to do? Do exactly what they did.
Yep.
They went and got an unbelievable player. You can't blame Bob Myers. You can't blame Steph, Clay, and Draymond for going after him. We make fun of Draymond because, you know, word is, after they lost in 2016, he got in his car calling up KD asking him to come. I didn't like the fact that KD came there, that Draymond didn't appreciate that past the titles. Like, that was amazing to me. You know, with his language and how he reacted and all of that, and he's still reacting. I mean, even today. I mean, after you know, they beat the Suns early in the year on the Steph Curry bucket. I mean, just, you know, I don't know how close he and KD are, so I have no idea. I think sometimes Draymond is a lot more mouth than anything else. And I think, you know, when you see him on TV, you think he's more irate than what he really is. And I get that. And from what I understand, he's a tremendous young man. I had a chance to meet him when he was in college. I called Big Ten games. He was one of my favorite Big Ten players. But, you know, when you react that way to a guy just because you think he might leave, and that guy actually helped you get two titles after you, in 2016, got suspended, you know, in game five, and shouldn't have been, that maybe cost them an opportunity to win another title. You shouldn't be the one complaining. That's just how I look at it.
Eddie Johnson here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, the birthday boy at JumpShot8 on X, NBA SiriusXM Radio with our main man, Justin Termini. When you look at the Warriors, Eddie, because you're tapped in with the league, as Shasky says, you have a real good feel for the league. You cover the entire league, even though you call Suns games. How far away do you believe the Warriors are from the top of the Western Conference? And is there a move that could get them right back into that top five, top six? Because I'm looking at Minnesota, I'm looking at OKC, I'm looking at Dallas and Denver. I'm like, boy, them dudes are going nowhere. So how far away are the Warriors from the top of the West, and what move can get them there to the top of the West?
Well, first, it's going to be tough for anybody because the new guard is starting to rise and shine. And that's just the history of the game. Although we have so much, we got good medicine now, we have drive and motivation to try to play as long as you can, because in your 14th, 15th year, you can still make $15 million a year. So it's no reason to think that you have to go. You know, back in my day, you could go get a job after you in your 15th, 16th year and probably make just as much money as what you were making in the NBA. Those days are over. I mean, these guys get paid extremely well, even when their skill set goes down. And so, you know, the new guard is here, and they're playing well, despite we still having LeBron, KD, you know, James Harden, all the guys that, you know, carried the face of the league for this stretch of time. Now you got Shea, you got Luka, you got Jokic, you got Embiid, you got Maxey, you got, you know, you got these guys. And so it's going to be tough, man, is what I'm saying. You know, you got to really build around Steph, figure out what's going to happen with Clay, hope that Draymond can continue his role and how he plays. But, you know, let's look at it this way. You all probably don't be in the play-in if Draymond doesn't get suspended 20 games.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just those things and those actions that I think put you down. So, to me, it's hard to evaluate you. Because he got suspended, and that was a huge part of the season to do it in, and now you found yourself in the play-in. But Steph is like Benjamin Button. Like, it doesn't seem like he's getting older. He's playing at a high level. Clay is going to be up and down, guys, and I'm not hating on Clay. I love Clay. One of my favorite ball players ever, he and Steph. But the lower leg injuries take a toll.
You told us that earlier in the season. Like, the first game of the season, you said, man, Father Time doesn't wait on nobody. You had the same sentiments about Clay in game number one of the season. I'll never forget, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you get, look, if you play, if you're blessed enough to play long in this league, then you're going to get old in front of everybody. And then that's just the way it is. That's why the legend of MJ keeps hanging on, because, you know, he took 2 years off, then he took another 2 years off, and, you know, he pretty much ended his career, even though he didn't win in Washington, still getting a 40-point game or averaging 20. So, you know, you really couldn't see. You saw the age creeping up on him, but he still was able to be highly productive in an environment where they weren't winning and people ignored it, and that's fine. But with Clay, he's on a team that everybody expects to win. And so now his age is going to show a little bit more. And when the roller coaster ride of having a great game and then not having a good shooting game, those are normal things that happen to an older player. And I just can't understand the criticism of Clay during the year and people wanting to say this and that. Man, you just get old in this league, man. Like Charles Barkley in Houston, man, once threw a cross-court pass to a 38-year-old Eddie Johnson. A 30-year-old Eddie Johnson would have snatched that damn cross-court pass up and did what he needed to do. Man, he threw that ball to me, man, my whole body froze. I couldn't even move at 38. And, like, he laughed at me. He said, hey, man, why you didn't go for it? I said, Charles, I sent a signal to my legs, man. I just couldn't move. Like, it's just inevitable, man, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Eddie, let's say that Adam Silver comes to you and he says, Eddie, I need you to pick one or two guys to usher in this new era and be the face of the league. The face of the league, the way LeBron or Steph have been for the last decade plus. Who is the name or who are the names that you're recommending to Adam Silver?
Right now it's Jokic, man. Like, right now it's him. And you can see lately.
Are you selling Jokic to the American audience, though?
I'm not selling. Look, here's the thing. Trust me, I'm not selling him. But my point is, he's probably getting ready to win his third MVP, even though I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should get it. It's my opinion. But you can see he's starting to get commercials. You see it.
Yeah.
See, he's getting commercials now.
Mm-hmm.
And his English is starting to improve because he knows. And all I'm saying is, yeah, it's hard to sell a European player as the face of the league. You're normally going to lean toward an American. And that's why probably, you know, if Anthony Edwards keeps playing the way he is, he'll be there. Obviously, Devin Booker has gotten his attention. His shoe is extremely popular. You know, so, yeah, I mean, and I know the foreign player gets upset or the foreign supporter gets upset, but I played over in Europe for a year, and I was extremely popular in Greece playing, but the European player there always got the attention. Mm. Like, I was going to be happy to get my salary. That's it. So, no. I mean, I think it's hard for them. But with Jokic, he has a weird personality about him, man, that I think is growing on the American public. And I could see him up there. But, again, I can see Anthony Edwards, who's very funny and mm-hmm. polarizing and mixed in with that. Like I said, a lot of young, tremendous players. Like yeah. I said, we have Devin. So you just never know. I think they've got to keep playing at a high level to see how it shakes out.
Nah, the league is in great hands here. We're watching it during these playoffs. It's been riveting stuff for the first round. I've really, really enjoyed it. Last one for you, because I know you can't get inside Kevin Durant's head, but even if it was remotely possible, and say there was an avenue that it could happen, because a lot of people are talking about it around here, would Kevin Durant even want to come back to play for the Golden State Warriors? Would that even be an option in his mind?
When I look at Kevin Durant, I just look at a dude that just loves to play basketball. Like, that's and you know what? You can have your criticisms of it. You can say, hey, man, I'd love you to be more talkative. I'd love you to be this, be that. But the bottom line, if I was a teammate, I wouldn't even bother him because I would be like, hey, man, as long as you're going to play between these lines and give it all, we'll make up for whatever people think you don't do. Like, that's what a team is, right? And so I don't see any reason why anybody would not want him on their team. And that's why the Suns are going to keep him. But like, I don't see any reason why his efficiency and unselfishness on the basketball court is ridiculous. And, you know, it's just going to take some tweaking for the Suns to make this all work. And I can't see them giving up after 1 year.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that is fascinating stuff there. The Kevin Durant thing, I mean, a lot of Warrior fans are clamoring for him to come back, and obviously the contract and the details. I just don't know. Do you ever talk to Kevin Durant about his days with the Golden State Warriors? Does he feel fully appreciated about his time here in the Bay Area?
Be quite honest. KD doesn't talk much, man.
Okay.
So, you know, for me, no, I have not. But yeah. I try to give players their space.
Mm-hmm.
They come up to me and they want to engage in the conversation. Then they'll get Eddie. They'll get the talkative Eddie. But other than that, they're just going to get a hello.
Yeah.
Or a support quote from me or something like that if we cross paths. But I too much don't try to get into their space.
Yep.
Unless they enter my space, and then we're going to talk. I once had a player, tremendous player for the Suns, call me up, upset that he said I said something on the air. And you know how it gets from one person to two people to three people, yeah. Then it finally gets to him, and the story is so backwards. I kept him on the phone for 45 minutes. he never called me again. Because now, see, you entered my space. So right. Now I'm going to tell you how I feel and why I said it and what I think.
Right.
And he was trying to get off the phone, and I wouldn't let him get off the phone. So that's just the way I am.
Yep. Hey, our text line right now on YouTube is saying, I know how you feel, Eddie, in that situation. I may have had a situation earlier this season about something I may have said on this radio program that, you know, had some good back and forth on television.
Shut you talking to me.
Yeah. Anyway, Eddie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Eddie. I promise, hey, next season, we're all playing golf together. I promise.
Yeah, y'all been promising me golf forever, but, you know, my golf club is still here, so it's no problem. Well, I play enough golf to, you know, be able to be patient and wait till I can get on the nice golf course out there in the Bay Area.
Olympic Club.
But you know what?
Shasky doesn't want to lose his money.
Hey, I'm going to come out there probably at times during the football season because you guys, the 49ers, you drafted a player that I know extremely well. I trained him when he was young, when he wanted to play a little basketball. I actually got him with some of the top wide receiver coaches when he was in high school. To work with him and talk to him, Roy Green, Frank Sanders, talk to him, and you know who it is.
Ricky Pierce
had him on the show yesterday.
And I want you people out of the Bay Area to understand one thing, and I heard quotes coming out of that Bay Area about this young man. I am telling you, you got a gem.
Whew.
I'm telling you. I am telling you. You talking about somebody that can stand in front of a franchise, somebody that is an unbelievable kid that just does everything right and is an animal on the field in regards to his work ethic. You all got somebody special. And I'm a Bear fan. I hated that you all got him.
Was he a hooper, though?
Well, you know, initially he wanted to play, but when I trained him, the thing that caught my eye was that the way that he ran on the basketball court. I said, it's almost like he was running on a pillow. It's like his stride and the way that he plays, you all going to love him. And Purdy is going to love him. Ooh, I can see him becoming a favorite receiver for you all. Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
and I'm not trying to market Ricky Pearsall. I am telling you all, you got a gem. And for those people that didn't know about him and they want to criticize and wonder why they drafted a wide receiver, you're going to find out. This kid over the middle or deep, it does not matter. And he will catch everything if you put him in his radius. I'm just telling you.
Ooh.
So remember I said that. Keep this audio.
Oh, yeah.
So people can remember that
tape.
I said it. And people can remember that I said it. He is going to be special.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We love you, Eddie. We
Happy
love
birthday,
that.
We buddy.
Can't wait to see you up here. Ricky Pearsall. Right, Eddie, good stuff, man. Eddie Johnson, one of my favorite guests. He really is, man. Suns broadcaster, Jump Shot 8 on X/Twitter, NBA Sirius XM Radio with Justin Termini. A lot there. Says Kevin Durant doesn't speak much. Just be locked in. He's just locked in. But he says Kevin Durant's going nowhere. Will that kill the rumors?
He sold me on Ricky Pearsall much better than he did Jokic as the NBA face. I do want to bring something up about the young guard in the NBA. And I think we're going to see a trend that is either going to continue or is going to have to dramatically change regarding the hierarchy of the NBA just since the 50s. There's a trend, and I want your opinion, Bonte, because you know the history of this league inside and out, and I'm curious. I don't have an opinion.
Yeah.
I want your opinion because I don't know where I fall on this.
Also, I go back to the first question with Eddie. Kevin Durant's going nowhere. Will that kill all the noise here in the Bay Area?
No, because we're going to link ourselves to anyone. I just got an update. LeBron James, the five teams that he's going to go to, and the you know, what are the odds?
Eddie says KD's going nowhere. You believe him? I mean, he's tapped in with the Suns. He's tapped in. I don't know. But let's get to the injury report here on the morning.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, the Bucks down 3-2 against the Indiana Pacers. Game 6 tonight, Gainbridge Fieldhouse, 3:30 p.m., Bucks Pacers. And will they get Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, or Giannis Antetokounmpo? Will they get them back? Well, according to Doc Rivers, they are very close to returning to action and could be on the floor tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Giannis did not play in these playoffs due to a calf strain he suffered earlier last month, while Dame Dalla has been dealing with an Achilles injury he suffered in game number 3. Both players are listed as game time decisions. You also got the Knicks and the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center. The playoffs heat back up tonight, folks. Some game sixes. We're going to go home if you're the Bucks or the Sixers. Will there be a game 7? We shall see. Oh, give me all the drama. Give me all the drama. All right. That was the injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises, more of your phone calls. Kevin Durant, you just heard from Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson, we know what we should have asked Eddie, and I forgot to ask this one. I forgot to ask whether or not the Warriors are still a free agent destination, but we could ask our roasters here at 888-957-9570. Also, the Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Are the Warriors still an attractive destination for free agents? I don't know. Plus, we'll play more Kevin Durant sound. That's all coming up here on The Roast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.